speaker's made it, Baruch Hashem. Sincere apologies for the delay.
Kof Tes Eor, Monday the 3rd of June, Rabbi Yisrael Moshe Guttentag, electrical apparatus on Yom Tov.
Sounds exciting. Actually, we know that you're allowed to make use of your regular gas stove as you would, almost as you would, during the week on Yom Tov. So you're missing a bit of heat on your gas, and the whatever it is that you're trying to heat up isn't quite going, so you can turn it up. You can even, we know, missing a flame, you have a yahrzeit left on the side which wasn't lit, the shem yahrzeit left, but just to, as a flame, as a spare flame. Take from there and light up your gas stove. Of interest is obviously the fact that if you have one of those spark plug clicker ignitions on your gas stove, you're going to have thought about that before Yom Tov. And that's normally quite doable. What you're going to do, you're going to unplug the electricity at the back and you can make use of your gas stove like that. What crossed the mind of one person who contacted me over the last couple of years was the following. How about the safety feature hanging around, lurking there in the shadows in our gas stoves? Has anyone ever noticed that when you're trying to light a gas stove, if you don't hold it down for 5, 6, 7 seconds, what you're going to find out is that when you remove the match and you remove the candle, the glass flow will stop, the flame will go out. So what's happening there? So the biggest and most interesting test is to see whether that effect stops when you unplug your gas stove. And people would naturally think that, hey, I've unplugged the gas stove, the electricity has gone, and probably when I light it up, I'm not going to have to hold it down for a few seconds. It's going to just go. But the answer is it doesn't. The answer is, if you test it, you'll see that there are two independent tracks going on over here. You've got your electricity being supplied for the ignition, and separately, unless you hold down that gas button, the gas will stop after a few seconds. What is happening over there is as follows. Two pieces of metal welded together. Metal of different conductivity. If you heat up that junction, if you heat up the junction between the two pieces of metal, what you will do is create a small current flowing through those two pieces of metal. Current, electricity, you've generated some electricity. You've heated up that junction, you've created electricity. In the last 20 or so years, they developed, I suppose it's earlier than that, way earlier than that, but it's now in all of our gas stoves in general, that they use that current to force open the gas pipes. How so? There's a magnet, an electromagnet, that is powered by that little amount of current that you create with the heat. So here we go. We've heated up the little junction, little probe. It sticks out at the end of your, around the gas stove, that little metal probe sticking out. You heat that up. You create a small amount of electricity, and that is what forces open the gas valve. And you know why they do it? Because as soon as the heat stops, that means that there's no flame. And if there's no flame, you've got gas going through the kitchen, chas v'shalom, without a flame is dangerous. So they have built in as a safety device that unless there's heat, the gas will stop. The gas will only flow as long as there's heat and there's electricity, forcing open the gas valve. And the shaila is, the shaila came our way over the last couple of years. The shaila came to the Poskim in Eretz Yisrael over the last 20 or so years. Can you use a gas stove which is equipped with a thermocouple, the name of the device which acts there for all of our safety? Can you light that gas stove? Can you turn it up It's pasha. Of course you can turn it up. Because as long as it is, the gas is flowing, there'll be enough charge to keep the gas, to keep that valve open. But the question comes with what we're used to being able to do, which is taking the flame from an existing flame. And now what you're basically going to be doing is creating an electric charge in the thermocouple device in order to keep your gas flowing. Are we talking about a shaila of a doraisa or a drabonon? So this is the old electricity shaila. Creating electricity, creating an electric charge in a circuit which doesn't have one. Some say that the Chazan Ish would hold that this is a melacha doraisa. Some say. Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote that boine, the melacha of boine, which is used by the Chazan Ish as the reason for which electricity is asa, can't apply, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, to something which is designed to be started and stopped. A process which starts and stops regularly. Look at the Ramah and Hilchas Sukkah, who allowed us to open the roof and close the roof of our sukkahs. Why? What do you mean? Every time you close the roof, you're doing boina, said the Ramah. The melacha of boina won't apply if it's constantly opened and constantly closed. And this is Rav Shlomo Zalman's question on the approach of the Chazan Ish. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, and this is accepted definitely with something where the circuit exists the whole time, but you're just giving it charge, there it's very hard to say that there is a melacha of boina. The melacha of boina, it's easier to understand what the Chazan Ish meant when you're taking a plug and plugging it into the wall, something which wasn't, that the connection wasn't there, that's slightly easier to understand. But where everything is in place, and all you're doing is adding charge, you're just adding that current flowing through it by giving it a bit of heat, there it's hard to call it boina. So, the poskim who go along with Shlomo Zalman's approach, and we don't want to be machriya between Rav Shlomo Zalman and the Chazan Ish, but the paskim who take on that Rav Shlomo Zalman's is the normative halacha, say that boina is sidestepped in this question. A question of doraisa there will not be. What there will be is a question of what we call moled, which is, in the most simple terms for us, applying charge to an uncharged item. It's changing that state from uncharged to charged. And those poskim say, and have it recorded from some poskim in Eretz Yisrael, that moled won't apply in this case because there's an ochel nefesh need to be turning on the gas fire. Whatever it was that gave you the right to light the fire from an existing fire on Yom Tov, we have to think twice before we do it. We have to make sure that there is a valid ochel nefesh reason to be doing it. I'm cold. I don't have enough gas to cook my Yom Tov meal. So we have the grounds to be lighting the fire. That same grounds for permission is there for the moled aspect of using this thermocouple device to keep the gas flowing. I want to concentrate for a second so we can really resolve our question in terms of how if someone would ask their local rav, generally the answer would be that it's mutter, because we'd say that the moled aspect is mutter. Let's talk about the interesting aspect of the Chazan Ish for a minute. Let's talk about whether, even according to the Chazan Ish, maybe we could come up with a Yom Tov permission to be using this thermocouple device. What do you mean? You can't do a boine on Yom Tov. Boine isn't one of the malachos, which is mutter on Yom Tov. So, quoted and sourced by Rav Rubin in the Mechaber of Urcha Shabbos, in the shir that he gave on the topic, is the following maramakon. Let's listen to the following interesting scenario, it really is. Shulchan Aruch says like this. Lighting your fire on Yom Tov. Lighting your coal place. What can you use? What wood can be used to light your fire on Yom Tov? The stove, the flame under your pot. What wood can be used for that? So one example of wood that the Shulchan Aruch says can be used on Yom Tov is an entire chair. You can take an entire chair. You can't use maybe shivrei kelim, broken kelim. There may be a mukta aspect to that. But says Shulchan Aruch, a kli shalem may be used. Let's think about that for a second. What are you doing when you light a fire under your pot with a kli shalem? Mavir, you're lighting a fire. No. There's another malacha that you're doing at the same time. Soisef. You're breaking that chair. It was a perfectly good chair until 2 minutes ago. You're lighting the fire to it, and you're doing malacha soisef. So the Yireim, the Rishonim already, they asked the Shaila. And they asked, how can it be that we're allowed to do soisef in order to light my stove for Yom Tov? I can do Havara, but we never found permission to do the Malacha of Soiser or Boina on Yom Tov, even for Ochel Nefesh purposes. So the Urayim goes along the following track, and the Urayim says that Ein Binyan Vestira Bekelim. It's not a Malacha Deraisa of Binyan over here. Because Kelim, as opposed to Karka, if it's just furniture, if it's just an item of a household item as opposed to actually karka, the malacha of boine doesn't apply. That's what the Urayim answers to this question as to how you're allowed to use your chair to light up your stove. But the Mogen Avraham says, I'm not happy with that. I'm not happy with that. I don't paskan. Look through Shulchan Aruch. We don't paskan. Ein binyan vestira bekelin. We paskin that there is a melacha of boina and soisa even with kelim. So we're left with the question, how then can I use the chair to light up the Yom Tov stovetop? Says the Mogen Avraham, it's a tremendous chiddush in the melachos of Yom Tov. Let's hear what he says. He says, I'm engaged in a melacha of Havara. The melacha that I'm doing at the moment is lighting my stovetop. Now, did I have a heta to do that melacha of Havara? Yes. Oichel Nefesh. That same heta can be applied to a melacha which comes at the same time as it simultaneously, just because what is being used for that malacha brings along another malacha, all in one action, then the malacha of Ochel Nefesh, the heter of Ochel Nefesh can be applied even to a malacha which wouldn't normally have that heter of Ochel Nefesh. The Mogen Avraham says, of course I don't mean to say that you can chop wood, you can chop up the chair in order to light up your gas fire. Oh, the heter of Ochel Nefesh applies to lighting, so the heter of Ochel Nefesh applies to the act of deconstructing this chair. No, because those aren't happening simultaneously. If I'm chopping up wood and only then will light my fire, there's no permission for that, says the Mogen Avraham. What the Mogen Avraham learns from here, though, is, and let's get that sharpened, that when a melacha is accompanied simultaneously with another malacha, the malacha of Havara has a heter of Ochel Nefesh, but that malacha which accompanies it, the malacha of Soiser, does not have the heter of Ochel Nefesh, says the Mogen Avraham, they can be applied as one parcel, and the heter of Ochel Nefesh can apply to both. So really, it's an enlightening piece of Mogen Avraham, tremendously with a spark plug, and a very useful heter to know if we can potentially be able to apply it even for those who don't accept that using the thermocouple would only be a melacha of an issa of moilid. Even for those who want to argue on the derech of the Chazanish and say that we are talking about a melacha d'oraisa of boineh, but they're coming simultaneously. The two melachas are happening at the same time.
Why can't the same argument be used to override Mutzah, which is only Midrash Bonn on you. If by doing simultaneously a malacha which would be prohibited is now allowed, why couldn't we use part of the chair? Well, why isn't the muktzah?
Good. The truth is, the entire Hilchos Yom Tov needs to be untied and looked at, having heard this piece of Magen Avraham. And it's really beyond this morning's shiur to try and do that. What we know is that really this brings into question the entire concept of any psik reisha in Hilchos Yom Tov. Any other melacha which is triggered at the same time as a melacha ha-muteres, maybe the rule of psik reisha being asa doesn't apply on Yom Tov in the light of this Magen Avraham. It all needs answering. There's no question. There's another item, a source of Maramokim which we can throw into the discussion for interest's sake, and that is as follows: what happens to somebody who's looking at their Yom Tov candles and they decided this Yom Tov to light with olive oil? So olive oil is edible. Mistapek mishemen shebener. Taking out, using a syringe to extract some of the shemen from that ner, says the Gemara in Beitza, is a malacha to a raisa of kibui. Why can't I apply the heta of ochel nefesh to it, though? A question asked by Rav Shlomo Zalman. Why can't I come along and say? Why can't I come along and say, I'm not doing this malacha for the kibui aspect of it. My intention over here is
to eat it.
Kibui is saving fuel. Taking a food from the fridge is not a malacha at all. I'm just taking food from the fridge. It happens to be a bit of a hot fridge. The oil's been heated over there. But I'm taking food, olive oil, from there. It happens to be that at the same time a kibbutz is being done. In light of our Magen Avraham, this potentially should also be mutter. Mr. Eber, you're absolutely right. The Gemara in Beitza says that it remains a melacha d'oraisa of mechaber.
The food in the fridge is not mutter. This mutter.
You're suggesting a wonderful svara in Drabonon, but why is it Melacha Doiraisa? Why is it a Melacha Doiraisa? A Melacha Doiraisa of Kibui. Why? I'm taking oil to eat. I'm not doing a Melacha of Kibui. There happens to be a Kibui coming at the same time. So Shlomo Zalman says like this, the Melacha, he uses your svara for that, he says that the Melacha of Kibui becomes locked into the action of taking oil from a fire. Because when you lit that fire, you use the word wamaktze, the oil to that fire, any further malacha you are going to do will always intrinsically be a malacha of kibbutz and will ignore the ochel nefesh aspect of what you are doing. I think what we've seen here is that although we have a useful maramokim from this Magen Avraham, as we've said, applying it across the board in Hilchos Yom Tov needs work on every single seif katan in Mishneh Berurah across Chelek Hey. Shkoyach for listening, and really sorry for the late arrival.